We spoke earlier about Makkos Bechoros, so we have to go backwards to Makkos Choshech now. Talk about darkness. What is darkness? Because there's way too much darkness in the world. We need to bring light into the world. Pasuk says in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chav Beis, Ve'yet Moshe as Yadal Shemayim, V'choshech Afeilu B'chol Eretz B'tzrayim Shlosh Yomim. Moshe lifted up his hands on Shemayim and brought darkness into the world. And then the pasuk continues, pasuk chav gimel, lo ro'u ish es achiv. A man did not see his friend. V'lekamu ish mitachtav. A man couldn't get up, shlosh yashamim, for 3 days. So I don't understand. Why did the pasuk say specifically, a man couldn't see his friend? Lo ro'u ish, a man couldn't see. And you couldn't see your friend? Why that example? Why not, I couldn't see my house? I couldn't see my animal? Lo ro'u ish achiv. Like, why does the Torah have to tell us, lo ro'u ish achiv? Number one. Number two, what lokamu ish mitachtav? A person couldn't get up. And we all know famously these second 3 days, the bitrum was somewhat frozen in place, but so why a person couldn't sit down? what's the Torah trying to tell? Lokamu ish mitachtav, loro ish et achiv. What's the Torah, what picture is the Torah trying to print, to paint for us? I'll tell you what darkness is. This is a Torah based on the Or HaMeir. It was a big Talmud of Magid Mezrich, Rav Zev Wolf. It says, Anayim Lehem Velo Yeru. There are people who have eyes that can physically see but don't see. You know what it is to see in this world? It's to see our friend. It's to see our friend and be there for them. To see our friend and care for them. To see our friend and help them and empathize with them and care and be there for another person. The biggest darkness in the world, therefore, is lo ro ish as achiv. When a person doesn't see his friend, thus is choshech, thus is darkness. That's what darkness is. You want to live a light of light? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. You know what he created? He created or. Vayomer lekim yar vayyar. This was the first good thing in the world. It was Or, it was light. The first word Toiv in the world, in the whole entire Torah, is about light. Why did Hashem create the entire world? Open up the Ramchal in Derech Hashem. Why did Hashem create the whole world? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate good and He needed to give. So He created us to give to us, to be there for us, to be Mashbiyas, to give us all the greatness in the world, and we have to see that. But then what's our biggest avodah? To emulate Hashem, and to give, and to build the Mechas and Yibana, to be there for others. That's the Or. And when we're not caring and giving to others, and we're not helping others, we're not putting others above ourselves, that's darkness. You know what darkness is? Therefore the Torah is telling us, Lo Roh Ish Es Achiv. And we said tonight's shir, and the 5-minute Torah as well, is Lil Nishmas, a Tzadik, a Kaddish Dikiyud, Avim Sholom Ben Yisrael HaKayin, Ben Engelder's father. We spoke about it earlier, Pat. Here's a survivor of the Holocaust, but he survived the Holocaust and he thought he lost everybody. But then he finds out he has a sister alive. So what does he do? He does everything in the world to take care of her. He makes sure that he takes her and brings her from Sweden to Eretz Yisrael. He's the older brother, so he takes care of her and he makes sure all the finances to marry her off and everything. Because even though he went through a world of darkness for those years, his life was a life of light. When you're caring and giving to others, it's a life of light. But there's another step that the Aramair says. And this is what he actually says. That's a little bit of my own hoisafa. What he actually says more than that is that we need relationships with others in order for ourselves to grow as well. That we grow from being around others, from watching others, from learning from others, from giving to others. We grow. When you're all by yourself and it's all about yourself, you can't become more. You know, read the Chovos HaTalmidim. I'm sure a lot of us in this room have learned Chovos HaTalmidim from the Eish Kodesh. Klenos Kalman. If you read the Akdama is written to Machanchim and to parents. It's one of the most beautiful, most incredible works of what it is to be mechanech that's ever been written. It's a must read if you care to be there for another and be mechanech someone else. And every father, mother, it should be that, you know, you shouldn't be allowed to have a child without reading this. You shouldn't be allowed. All the problem of chinuch is because people are not living up to the words of the Eish Kodesh and Nakdama B'chaz Talmidim. If you live up to those words, you'll be the best parent in the world, the best Rebbe in the world, no question. This should be a must read for every machaneh, every teacher, every Rebbe. Summer read, they give summer reading in some of the schools and by us. This should be the summer reading every summer. Everyone. That's it. That's all we need to do. And any problem, sadly, it is not going on, you know. Shem Yerachim, I'm not going to get into all of it now, but just read it, learn it. And one of the things he says is, when he's talking about why it is, and he's talking in his door, this pre-Holocaust. And he says, why is it that people are going off the derech for generations they weren't? Now suddenly teenagers are going off the derech and not living up to what we want for them in Avodat Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Amuna. He says, and he didn't explain where it comes from. He says, but basically people are full of themselves and they think they know better. And therefore they're not looking to learn and they don't have the humility to learn from others. So I know what's right. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. So now I live my life the way I want to live my life. A very selfish world of solitude. Lo ro ish es achiv is not just not being there for others. I need to be with others to learn from others, to grow from others. And if I'm not there to learn from others, I have a life of choshech. That's what choshech is. And then lo kamu ish mitachtov. I'm not going to get up and continue to grow. Then I'm not going to be able to be more. And then I'm going to have ultimate darkness. Chevru, we live in a time when there's been so much solitude over the last long period of time of this pandemic. We don't want any more solitude. We want to be with each other. We want to grow from each other. We want to give to each other and have a world of aura, a world of light. We all know, and it's very famous, the biggest choshech was Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that choshech of Bayis Sheni was because of Sinas Chinam. We want to bring the aura of Bayis Shlishi. Row ish esach. Don't stop seeing each other, and that's how Kama, we're going to get back up, and not just individually get back up. Well, if Klal Yisrael is going to get back up with Bias Mashiach, Gula Shlema, Bim Hera Biyameinu. My Halo Gibbish of Shabbos Kaidish. Shabbos Kaidish. Shabbos, Shabbos Kaidish. 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Kaida, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Kaidah, 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 Shabbos, Kaidah,